Hey, Ron and Annie in the Car Doctor. You know, we have this conversation all the time, you and I, and then I have it with manufacturers and customers and everyone in between, in that we've got to have information. There's just absolutely no way we could repair cars, no matter what talents we have, no matter how many classes we go to, without timely information. I remember an article many years ago, probably bordering on 20, that talked about how if the vehicle manufacturers, and at the time there was conversation and threats of we're going to lock the hoods and not hand out information, what would happen to the repair industry and subsequently the country and the economy? And well, it seemed to be a bleak prediction because it never materialized. As a matter of fact, things are going in the other direction, and partly a great deal due to companies like the gentleman we're about to speak with, works with, and that'd be All That Information. And we're welcoming back Paul Marshall, who's been with us before. Paul, welcome back to the Car Doctor, sir.
Hey, thank you to have me back on the show, Ron.
Always a pleasure, Paul, really. I know we missed each other at SEMA this year, and we're going to work on that for next year. Because All That has always got something new on the horizon, and you guys are working hard. I see that the new software, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't there, I think they just did a software update to All Data Online that brings with it All Data Community?
Yeah, what we did is we built in a user-based community where technicians could either ask questions and direct the questions directly at All Data, and we have a team of AC certified technicians here that could help them through the process, or ask each other a question, and then we save that information and classify it under the year, make, model, and engine.
You're always indexing, aren't you, Paul? You're always organizing and indexing and gathering, and it's got to be a relentless task to put all this information to light for the people that fix cars and for the weekend warriors that fix cars. How big is the support staff grown in the past 10 years? I mean, was it originally a team of 20 editors, and how many is it now?
We're close to 100.
Wow.
And the company itself has grown to over 400 people.
Just for what used to be a single book back in 1965, one book, 5,000 pages, right?
And when we first started with the CDs, if you remember back to the CDs, we only had roughly about 70 people working here.
Right, and I remember the first CD sets of software. I think they were 7 discs of CDs.
Yeah, grew from 7 to 150 CDs, and that's when we went to DVDs.
Right, and then that slowly outgrew, and then it was just too much for DVD, and now everything is done online. Yeah, it's crazy. But now you've got a new product, and that's what I want to also talk about a little bit, because this is our stocking stuffer time of year. We want to make people aware of what's out there for the weekend mechanic and the do-it-yourselfer, and if anybody's looking for some last-minute gift ideas this holiday season. There's All Data DIY and All Data Mobile. What can you tell us about either one of those?
Well, All Data DIY is a single vehicle access point to our professional repair products. So basically, anybody could go to alldatadiy.com and buy the specific factory repair information set for that vehicle and access all the same information that the professionals could access.
So all the bulletins, all the recalls, exact same repair information. What's current pricing on that, Paul?
Right now it's $26.95 for first-time users. And if you're an existing user, your next vehicle is $16.95, and both of those are for a year.
So if you've got 2 or 3 cars in the family for under $100 a year, you've got the same repair information that a professional shop has. And I guess, not that I guess, there is a positive to that, even if you're not going to work on the car hardcore, because when you're frustrated and your mechanic says, gee, there's no bulletin that I can find, they not only get access and stop me where I'm wrong, Paul, but they get access to the same TSB's recall service information that the technician has, but do they also have the ability to do an All Data Community and talk to them and say, hey, where's this bulletin? Can I get a copy of this?
Well, we haven't opened up the community to the DIY customers just yet. We released it to the professional customers first and let it work through, let it build up use. Then we're going to look into being able to open up some of that information where individuals that have car problems could talk to technicians or talk to our staff here. But that's a little bit ways down the line.
Okay, well, wait a minute. Maybe, and I'm sorry, maybe I'm saying it wrong, not community, but if somebody looks up for a bulletin and they say, hey, I'm looking for a bulletin, and they can come up with a number and it's applicable to my 2006 Chevy HHR, if it's not there, they can request all data library. That's what I'm thinking of. That's the point I wanted to make, that there's a library attachment to this as well, correct, where they can get direct source to OE information just as a professional would?
Yeah, if we were missing, like per se, if they had found a TSB number out there and they didn't find it in our database, all they have to do is just email our support team.
Right.
And we'll go and look it up and email it over to them.
Right. And then All Data Mobile. All Data Mobile is what?
Well, that's our next generation of All Data. You know, in tradition of going from CDs, DVDs to online, this is our next big platform move. So what we did is we built an app that could access all the repair information, designed it in a way where it is optimized for the touch screen, so it's really actually very elegant to navigate through our repair information on a touch screen. Then on top of that is we add a layer of basic diagnostics that connects to All Data. So it's always been a dream that we could read data coming from a vehicle and connect it to the specific All Data repair information within our database. So now you can connect to a car, read a VIN, translate or decode that VIN. We serve up the repair information for that specific vehicle.
Wait a minute, back up. When you said read a VIN, I don't mean to interrupt, but you're saying if I'm using, is this like on a tablet with a camera that I can scan the VIN and then decode it right in All Data?
Well, that and also using an OBD2 adapter, plug into the vehicle and connect to that adapter through Bluetooth and read the VIN directly from the vehicle if that vehicle supports VIN.
And then All Data would just bring you right to that vehicle as per the VIN?
Correct.
Wow. That's kind of neat. That's definitely different. I think you guys are the first to the market to do that.
I think so. And what we're doing is, right now we're just doing basic OBD2, you know, basic emissions-related diagnostics.
Right.
But the whole goal is we're building out a platform and leveraging the tablet to start adding enhanced diagnostics on top of the repair information.
Wow. That's crazy. Huh. All right. And information, all this is on the All Data website, Paul?
Yes, it is.
You know, where do you see the future? What's the next step? You know, every year you think it's a matter of just collecting information and data and putting it in some kind of organized manner, and, you know, a different platform maybe as the platforms evolve. What's new from All Data next year? Can you clue us in what might be coming down the road?
Well, our next big release, I mean, we have mobile now, our first second generation of mobile that runs on an Android device and an iOS or an iPad. Our next big release is we're going to have a single app that looks exactly the same between an Android device or an Android tablet, an iPad, and also a Microsoft Surface tablet.
Wow.
So we're going to be the first one to market where we're going to have an actual app that is the same exact app running on three completely different tablets.
When do you think that's out?
Our first release for Android is January, then February, then March for the Microsoft Surface.
And for repair shops, let me just talk a little bit for the repair shops that are out there listening. For the repair shops that have scan tools, that have web portals and things like that, All Data still fits on all of those as well, so they can have an information right at the fender of the car.
Yep.
Cool beans. Paul, if the listeners are looking for more information,
just go to alldata.com.
Alldata.com. As always, sir. Listen, I got to ask you real quick. So when you're sitting around the holiday table and Uncle Joe at the end has a question about his car and a problem, are you the guy that they always ask, hey, can you go look up this bulletin for me?
Yeah, actually, I am definitely that person. I've handed out many of free subscriptions at All Data DIY to relatives.
Oh, a good Uncle Paul. What a great Christmas that's got to be in the Marshall household. Paul, we appreciate you taking the time, sir. Stay well, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate allowing me to talk about All Data Mobile.
You're very welcome. We're glad to have you. I'm Ron Anani in the Car Doctor. We are back right after this.